Welcome to Untamed Blossoms, the podcast where we celebrate the untamed journey of womanhood. Here, we tell the stories of incredible women who have embraced their authenticity, inspiring others to do the same.
From entrepreneurs to artists, activists to adventurers, we share triumphs, challenges, and the beauty of self-discovery. These are the stories of women blazing their own trails, breaking free, and blooming unapologetically.
Join us to connect, be inspired, and celebrate the power of women's stories. Together, let's rewrite the rules and embrace our wildness.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms. I'm your host, Amanda Riley.
And I'm Christy Riley. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Happy belated birthday, you little Sagittarius.
Saggy queen.
Did you have the best time?
I did.
Tell us all the things you did.
Oh my gosh. Well, you and I went to, I'm going to call it a twerk class.
It was literally called Twerk It.
It was called Twerk It.
Twerk Out.
So much fun. We had so much fun. It was an hour and a half, people, of hip-hop
dancing. It's a long
dancing.
Time to twerk when you can't, speaking for myself.
When you can't twerk, which we can't. Our friend Haley went, who can very clearly twerk, as well as most of the people in the class. But it was a ton of fun, and we had a blast. I'm still recovering from that celebration. Dinner, lots of dinner parties with my kids. I went out to a very nice dinner with a tasting menu with my husband and a few friends. Yeah, we just had a great time.
Good.
We're in the middle of birthday season in our family, so we just go from one birthday to the next. So, you know.
Lots of birthdays.
Yeah. Haley's birthday, and then my birthday, and then Kirsten's birthday, who's turning 16. So sweet 16 for our baby girl.
Yeah.
So lots of planning for that, friends and festivities and driver's license and all the fun things that come with a 16th birthday.
Totally.
And blessed, happy, exhausted, all at the same time.
As it goes.
And I just want all those mamas out there to understand, like, it's okay to feel all those things at the same time. Doesn't mean that you don't appreciate all of the love and partying and festivities. It's just, it does wear on you after a little bit. Stan and I both slunked into the couch last night like didn't have any bones in our body. We were so tired.
Sometimes you need that. You know?
He's like, are you going to shower first? I was like, no, I have it in me.
No showering will be taking place here.
Can't do it. But we had a great time.
It's so funny because every time I have a big week coming up, I mean, this is going to be the most fun week of my life. And at the end of the week, I think I am not 20. And although there was fun to be had, right. I am so tired right now. I cannot keep my little peepers open.
For reals.
Like, it's
you
crazy.
You had a busy birthday weekend too. You planned a birthday party for a colleague and friend.
I love a Sagittarius, you know, so a friend.
You get close to them quickly.
Yeah. Yep. I had a 50th birthday party. We had our office party Thursday, 50th birthday party Friday. Saturday, we did our twerk dance class. Saturday night, I took my niece to the zoo. Sunday, we had Kirsten's birthday party. Mm-hmm. And then today is Haley from the show.
Yep.
It's her birthday. And so, it's just been an extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Parties and chaos, fun chaos. But
yeah.
I am tired today.
So tired. And I haven't even attempted Christmas shopping yet. And we do have an annual. This is our second annual family Christmas extravaganza with my children. And we have a great time, but I plan games and prizes. And so I'm starting that process as well and getting geared up for the season. But it's feeling good. This is the best I felt during holiday season in a long time. So I'm grateful for that.
You deserve to feel that. I am mostly through my list of people I'm getting things for.
Right.
I decided on after our dance class, after failing twerking, that I would then try to go to a vendor market at Dublin Bridge Park. So I get there, and I'm not going to say I'm claustrophobic by any, maybe I am. I don't love feeling trapped. So that's the difference, because
it's not claustrophobia. Yeah. It's feeling like you can't get out of somewhere.
It's not like I don't, like an MRI would freak me out, like being in closed space. I don't love that either. But like, it's just like, if I can't move, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So
there were so many people.
I am in this parking garage. No one's moving. I get up like three floors. Everyone's sitting there. I start to panic. Like there's clearly no more spots. So what's happening that I can't see are people are trying to turn around up top, but there's not room. Wow. Even just thinking about it right now.
Did you get turned around where you were?
So eventually I was there for 30 minutes in that parking garage.
Wow.
And then I abandoned the whole mission and went to the Grove City one, and it was not good. And I found nothing. So
giant waste of time.
A giant, huge waste of time that I didn't have. I already did not have that time to waste.
This is what I hate the most about the holiday shopping is
I just wanted to support some local vendors.
Right.
And this, I was like avoiding the mall because of that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that anyway. And it was just I never would go to the mall. So that's just a lie I just told. But anyway, yeah. So I still have some people to get things for because I did not accomplish what I had hoped on Saturday.
I know. I took my mother-in-law as one of the many things I did over the last weekend is on Friday, I took her to a thrift store. She's been wanting to go thrifting. And I'm trying to support everybody and anybody who's not wanting to support retail this year. Great. Yeah, let's go. We'll go for a couple of hours. I said, I've only got a couple of hours and then I have to bail. But so we went to a place called Ohio Thrift, which was disappointing because it wasn't a real thrift store. It was like they're buying pallets of other stuff and still have tags on them, new things in boxes, which is fine. There were donated items amongst all of that. It was very curated. It was fine, but it was not really what I was expecting. Most of it was off of pallets. And I guess that stuff has to go too, but it's still like, that's still buying stuff new, not you. So
yeah,
I was like, kind of love this, but she found a few things and it was fine. I was like, same. Like, this was giant bust mostly.
Which is the wasting of time, I find, is more nerve-wracking and rage-inducing than anything else.
We did laugh a lot, and we spent a good quality couple of hours together. So that was good. It wasn't a waste of time from that standpoint.
Yeah.
But she didn't really find much of what she wanted, and I didn't really find much of what I was looking for. So from that standpoint, it was a bust. But you know, we're still trying to, we're going to try again.
Yeah.
We're going to just keep trying. But
I also have an important update.
Mm.
About three or four episodes ago, I asked you all to threaten me if I hadn't started making sourdough by December.
That's right.
Guess what?
Bitch is making sourdough.
I made some mistakes. I'm still learning. I made some cookies last night. And although apparently I did do some things wrong, Noah said they were the most delicious things he's ever eaten. So they tasted good.
That's exactly right.
He eats a lot of so
are
I
they
feel
soft?
Like
yeah, that's all that matters.
They're soft and warm and delicious.
Yeah.
Apparently made some.
She's using her sourdough discard for that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I have made good on my promise, and I learned myself.
Yeah, you're doing great.
So thanks,
Shopper. It's coming. She's yet to make a full actual dough discard bread she's making, but
yeah,
I'm expecting that by Christmas.
Oh, for sure. I think I'm going to next week.
Mm.
That's my goal.
It's a commitment. By then, your starter should be really
that's good. The thing, too, is like she is strong.
Yeah.
Even the one I made for Haley today to bring to her birthday, which I would do after the recording today, like rose so big, it popped the top off the thing. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's so excited. I still made some mistakes and should have let her rise more later, but
learning curve. Hard. Well, there's a whole lot to making bread. If it was that easy, everybody would be doing it every day.
Yeah.
It's hard. Hydration, what flour you put in, how much salt you use. It's all, everybody has a different technique.
Good deal.
It's great.
I love it.
I'm proud of you for doing things on your list. One of my children got me a little watercolor travel set for my birthday because she heard it on one of our episodes on our 300 things.
I love that.
Yeah.
And today we're talking mostly, which is a great way to wrap it up, right? We're talking about community.
Yep. And connection.
And connection.
Community and connection.
Which really we try to foster both of those things through doing this list.
That's right.
So what?
In the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But yeah, so the list, I feel like I struggled not to be redundant in this category.
Same.
To say the same things over and over again. So I reached out and did a Google search or two and, you know, and really was talking to my husband about it and trying to come up with different things that weren't on repeat from what right. I want before. Because when I think about connection, I mostly think about family and friends and how can I continue to connect with them or connect stronger with them. And then that I felt like was a repeat of legacy, some things in my legacy mm-hmm. categories in different places. You know, ultimately what that showed me is that the most important thing to me in my whole life is my family, kids.
Right.
So they keep showing up on repeat in my list. And it's the one of the first things that come in every time. And so from that standpoint, it's like,
okay. Yeah. I found that, you know, I just thought of one that I meant to write down on here and I didn't. So you know what? Real time editing this list.
Boom.
Because I realized for this one, I made a list and I was like, this is all really like high level versus like things that I could actually do.
Right.
And so I think I struggled more with realistic goals or things to put on that I could say, like, I've done this.
Right.
It was more like, here are the things I would like to accomplish through the lens of community and connection. Right. But I can go through a few of mine and then
go ahead.
A few of yours. One thing that I have talked about a trillion times on here and have yet to do due to time limitations, meaning I have none, is a sobriety community is really important to me.
Right.
And I tried doing that on Instagram through Sober Besties Guide. Please follow it if you don't. We don't post a ton on there on our actual grid, but we do on our stories. And try to celebrate those who, you know, are having milestones of in their sobriety. But I would really, really love to host meetings, like, and talk through the struggles. And, you know, the other day I had a very rageful Gemini full moon. It was rough for me. I think because my moon is in Gemini.
Yeah.
I was so angry. And for the first time in a long time, it popped into my head of like, I desperately want to get hammered right now. Like mm-hmm. I desperately would just want to get hammered.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to get in my car and go somewhere. Like I knew I wasn't going to, but it just came hard and out of nowhere. Like I could taste like the wine in my mouth mm-hmm. and that hasn't happened. Gosh, in a long time now. And I just watched a TikTok maybe a couple days ago of a guy that I follow who's sober. And he just hit 3 years and he was saying how I thought he'd be so happy to hit 3 years. But then he just kept thinking, I'm going to have to keep doing this every single day forever.
Forever, yeah.
And that like really hit me. So I say all that to say, I always come back to how impactful and important it would be to be able to host meetings and run that because I think it's just as important for my sobriety to be a ringleader in that way. That's how I kind of roll, stay accountable to the gym because I'm the ringleader at the gym. It just helps me stay accountable.
Yeah.
So that's just something I really would like to accomplish.
Right. Can we sidebar for a minute?
Yeah.
Something that I think struggle and women struggle with in general in this list that I think is important to talk about because you just touched on it. And it's the biggest realization that I've come in this list and through my birthday, through coming into Sag season, the Gemini full moon is wow. I say all these things I want to do, but I've not been to the dance class yet. I had a blast at that dance class.
Yeah.
Why am I not doing that regularly? Right. Why am I not doing that? Like, what am I holding myself back from living my life? Right. And for me as a two, it's usually because I'm in service of other people. And so I'm not taking that time for myself. That's really what, but nobody's mandating that I do that for them. No, I'm choosing that for myself really at the end of the day. Have you come up with any insights in like when you think about this, like if that being that important to you, what's truly holding you back from doing it?
Yeah. It's the next one on my list actually, which is addiction transference.
Mm.
So my problem is that I fill up my time and my schedule and make myself so annoyingly busy so that I don't like, so it's a healthy, quote unquote, healthy addiction. So I find myself just saying yes to anything and everything and just overextending myself and always saying yes and always being available and saying, what do you need? How can I help? What's going on? You know, what do I need to do to make things easier for you? Like, I'm constantly doing that. And that is just addiction transference. Like, I'm just taking the time I have with drinking. I was equally as busy when I was hammered all the time. I just spent any extra time I had drinking. And now I can't bear to have extra time. I can't bear it. So I could be doing so many more of these things for myself. I could be playing the hike that I want to do. I can be doing a community gardening, all these things I'm really passionate about, having AA meetings for people that is not centered around religion. Like, I could be doing all of that, but I'm constantly too busy trying to fill my time with other things. And I hyperfixate on things that probably don't matter as much that I could do right now when I need it. So if you think about it, then like meetings are very planned. Baking sourdough whenever I have a single second on my hands and need to fill it, it's readily available for me. Work, readily available for me. I need things that I can do to fill the time that I have right here so I don't go too much into my head.
And do you have a plan for that?
Do I have a plan for that?
Can any of you fix our two isms over here?
Because the answer is no.
The answer is no. Well, no, we have to fix it.
Because truly, I'm like, the answer would be to stop feeling like I need to do everything for everybody else all the time and feeling guilty when I can't do something.
Right.
That would be the answer.
Right.
Just don't feel, if someone says, hey, can you come help me with this thing? I'm so sorry. I really can't. And by the way, if that's because I'm tired, that should be enough.
Right.
But it never, I feel so guilty
oh.
if I'm just sitting there and say that I can't.
Right.
But if I'm working all the time.
Then it's okay to say no because you really can't come. You're right. Busy.
I really am working.
Instead of just answering from your gut and being like, mm-hmm. I don't want to.
God, I don't even know what that would sound like.
I don't want to.
I think I might actually not be able to say those words to somebody. Yeah. No, I just really don't want to do that. I would never.
Hard when you're goals annoying for two.
It's hard when you annoy yourself, you know?
Anyway, sorry for the sidebar.
Oh, good. Start a coven.
I just find myself wanting a lot and not being actionable.
Yeah,
like definitely. Stuck in the want and not taking action on the things that I say are important to me
for
that
sure.
I need to take action on. Some things I do, and they're and most of them are centered on my family and centered on me continuing to take care of them and give to them. Like those I act on, but that's easy for me, is it too? Acting on something that's just for me that yeah. feels selfish or self-indulgent or like I have a harder time with those things.
I feel like, you know, this is a mirror situation that I don't know how to help you because same.
Same. Yeah, same. Yeah.
No. So it's difficult.
Yeah.
Like next on my list, start a coven. I want to start a coven. Like I want to get together. What kind of divination are you into? Let's just sit around, make tinctures, read tarot cards, do whatever. Like that would be so fun. Why do I not prioritize that?
Yeah.
And you know, a couple times I tried to have people over during a full moon or something. And, you know, some people have been able to show up for those. But again, it's like, I could really prioritize that if I really put effort into it.
Yeah.
So this podcast in general, right? So continue to work on reach, pulling people in, you know, making sure that we are connecting women with other women, all of that. I don't want to go too far into that because we have a year in review
coming up,
but that's really important to me. Continue to deep dive into plant medicine and nature. These are like five different things I'm going to lump into one here. It's just, I believe deep connection comes from source, which comes from nature. So I think the more we are away from and the further away from nature we are, the less connected we are to each other, to the earth, to everything. Yeah. So for me, again, that there's like seven different things that fall under here, but just making sure that I'm prioritizing my connection with source. So therefore it will deepen my connection with everybody.
I love that.
Continue to learn something new from people. People are fascinating and have lots of different talents, can do lots of different things. Being connected to others and building community for me is like, how do you really sit with someone and listen to what they're saying? How do you figure out what someone's passionate about and then say, can you teach me that? There's nothing cooler than you loving something and someone wants you to teach them that thing. So I want to focus on that. Build a community garden, which I mentioned, or be a part of a community garden. Continue to working through mutual aid. I know we started this earlier in the year and it kind of fell off quicker than I would have liked, but like, how do we make sure that if someone has something that we need, we can support each other versus going to buy something if someone else has it that they don't need?
Right.
Continue to support local businesses in the community, making sure that the small business owners are being supported and needing less so that you can spend a little extra more on the things that you actually need from someone local.
Right. I will tell you that on Facebook, there's a lot of free sites.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
In your community. So for here, it would be, I'm involved in Westerville one and New Albany. And I've been seeing more and more people been like in search of, right? And just asking for the things that they need, or can I borrow? And so that platform is becoming an exchange of goods, which is not just for free stuff, but also can we share, you know, in their community. And so I thought that would make you happy and that those platforms can, and people responding, you know, like, I really need to use somebody's edger for the day. Does anybody have one? Mine broke down. A whole bunch of people are like, I live close to you. Yep. You know, like things like that, where instead of just buying something, people are coming together to help neighbors. And I thought it was really cool. So
important. And facilitating that and being a part of that is really, really important to me. The last one is just being in service of animals and maybe volunteering time. You know, I always say I want to volunteer more. I want to do more. I'm like, I do a lot for people. The thing that would fill my cup the most, if I'm being honest, versus just doing what I think is the right thing, is spending more time with animals. Because again, connection for me.
Could you be a foster parent until somebody finds a home? Have you ever thought about being a rescue?
The problem is,
you fall in love with them and you'd want to keep them all?
Not even that. That is a problem. I'm highly allergic to almost all animals.
So having them in your home, more of them, is not ideal.
It's not good. Anytime I go anywhere, anytime
despite
I leave.
Despite that, y'all, she has two cats currently.
It is a cross I'm willing to bear. But yeah, I used to, when I was in college, donate time to work at the shelter and walk dogs.
Yeah.
And play with them outside. Right. And it was awesome.
Right.
So I'm like, why don't I do that here?
They would love to have your volunteering, I'm sure. Even you're sitting with animals and petting them and spending time with them. Ones that have been not so well treated. Totally. That'd be great for them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's what I say is sometimes people don't need your time and attention. They just need your money. There's time, there's attention, and there's funds, right?
Yeah.
And they need all of it. So if you don't have time to give, you can also give money to some of these organizations. But I think it would fill your cup to be in presence.
Totally.
You love them so much. She sits with my little doggy, who I have a love-hate relationship with, and she just tells him that she loves him with her whole heart. I believe it.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love him.
And I so desperately want to love him with my whole heart. I love him for about 3/4 of my heart. And then the other one is like, stop chewing my furniture. Yeah.
You're like, you would have the whole thing if you were not a mess.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But I will say, potty training has taken a turn. We haven't had any accidents in the house in weeks now. So.
Good.
Yeah. I had to have a complete meltdown for that to happen, but it did. We have him full circle. He's now going to doggy daycare. He's getting himself worn out. We're counting that as a holiday, a win, y'all. Mine is to get involved in at least one nonprofit that I believe in, actually donating time. I donate money to them, but I don't actually go in service. And I'm trying to decide which one that would be and which way would. There's several nonprofits that I would love to get involved in, especially with children. I don't know how much my heart could take that. You know, Children's Services always is needing volunteers, you know, all of the things. And I just don't know. That's a heavy heart situation. You know, things like OEFA and supporting farmers and organic farming and all that stuff. That might be more
sustainable,
less heart heavy for me. Yeah. But so we'll see. At some point, it's very plausible that I would be a foster parent, but we'll see. Not until all of our kids are out of the house, but maybe. Do one random act of kindness to a stranger in my community a week, at least, is my goal.
Great one.
Host monthly dinner parties for friends and family.
Can we really quick go back to the thing in the community, right? Like doing something nice for somebody.
A random act of kindness?
Yes, because I was thinking about this the other day. We have our gym friends.
Yes.
That we don't really know. But yes. We know.
Yeah.
We see every day. And I think to myself all the time, like when they're not there, I'm like, are they okay? Like, what's going on? Like, you know, like I really, truly do care.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them that we talk to all the time. And right. I just think I read something like, if you have no idea that you could impact the timeline by just talking to someone that you would have never talked to one day. Like, you can literally change the projection of the timeline that you're in if you just walk up to someone and talk to them.
Right.
You don't know. Like, I think about our friend Carrie at the gym now. Yeah. That our timeline shifted. She is in our lives now because she decided to have a conversation with us about working out.
Right.
And if you think about that in terms of an act of kindness or just talking to someone you normally wouldn't that you just see out and about, that ripple could be crazy.
Right.
You have no idea what that could do and how that could shift
right.
any plan that's already set in motion by yeah. you doing an act of kindness. So I think that's a really cool thing to think about. Of course, doing something kind for someone is just a nice thing to do.
It doesn't even have to be monetary. I'm not talking about buying yeah. coffee or it can, a random act of kindness is, I'll take that cart back for you.
Yeah.
I'll open the door for you. I'll hold the door for you. I will smile at you and say good morning. I will engage in conversation with you. It could be a whole host of things, but it can be a compliment. Oh my gosh, love that scarf. Love your hair. Love your outfit. Love your shoes. Whatever it is, you're killing it today. Your light's bright today. It can be very seemingly innocuous, but it can make a huge impact on people and on you. Excuse me, in reverse. Monthly dinner parties, find ways to spend quality time with my adult children. And I think since they become children, that's become harder because the time we are together becomes very centric around their children. And so I don't get to just get them very often. Pulling them away, maybe one-on-one to spend time with them would be great. One-on-one days with the grandchildren. I would like to do an ancestors book for my family, do an ancestry book. Start a consistent family dinner night, you know. Whether that's a Sunday, whoever can come can come. They know it's open. It's always here unless we're on vacation. Just so that we have downtime together that's not around an event. Support a local family in need anonymously. Attend every local farmer's market this year at least once in my local area.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I will add that to my list as well.
Join a hiking group.
Ooh.
Host a craft show on the property. That's a long shot. I don't know if I really can do that, but
we could do it. We could even do a vendor event here in this barn. Open up the door.
Yeah.
In the summer.
Yeah. They can park down in the field.
Yep.
Learn about and hopefully travel to a new culture every year. And I know that's lofty, but you know, even if like I've never been to an Indian reservation. And I don't want to go to I don't want to have that experience like a tourist. I would really like to go and experience their culture and traditions and dances and song and all of that. So the same with other cultures around the world. Learn our traditional dance from the other culture. Adopt a trail to maintain. Continue to support young entrepreneurs. Work on getting recycling pickup establishment in my area.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. They're not, it doesn't come out rurally to where I'm at, so they don't. So finding a way to do that would be great. Host seasonal solstice events, help create a community orchard or edible landscape would be cool. Like out in, you know, the wild in town. Take art classes with friends, buy coffee for 10 strangers, create a take what you need board somewhere in need. Compliment 10 people every single day. Start a kindness chain reaction project. Have you ever seen those? Mm-hmm. I think that'd be cool. Surprise a neighbor with flowers and food from the garden. Do 30 days of anonymous giving. Work on growing our podcast family. Continue to expand our platform. Tell women's stories and lift them up. Participate in a service-based travel experience. Attend a global peace event or meditation event. I thought that would be really powerful.
They do really interesting sound bath ones that are like everywhere. Like all these places come together to do one.
At the same time.
To help raise vibration.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd love to do that. Maybe host abroad travelers once the kids are moved out and have spare bedrooms. So people that are just traveling, European travelers, you can open up. There's different platforms you can put your house up as an open space for people to be able to come and stay with you. And I thought that would be really cool if somebody from another country came and stayed with us for a while and we got to know people that way. Also expanding on the cultural piece of that, you know, learning about new cultures. So like an Airbnb, but not really. So.
Well, now I'm excited for our summer vendors market.
We can definitely do that here. I just thought it would be cool. And we have the entire yard we could set up to and have be in a whole outdoor space. So I thought it would be cool to support local folks. And then once the I have a real vision for the Pomaculture Garden, and having that space be a space where we hold dinners would be really cool. Whether that, I know we've talked about it for podcast guests, but also just people we love and want to get together with. Plus, just one. I think about, you know, our friends that Sarah and different people that we don't get to see very often anymore. And it would be cool to have things where they don't have to do anything except show up and chat with everybody and have a nice meal and hang out under the stars in the garden. So I'm hoping that that comes. Learning about more technology so that I can post those things. Learning how to video my own clips and put them up.
I'm just telling you, I can foresee a lot of situations happening with technology and you. But, you know, I think I was about to lie and say things have gotten better, but I won't.
Not true. That would have been a lie.
That would have been a huge lie.
It's not. It happened to me at the bank this morning. It happens with you. It follows me around, unfortunately. And then I refuse to let it defeat me totally. I clearly have a phone and I clearly get on social. I do some things.
Yeah.
And I force my computer to work some days, you know, but yeah. my time on there has to be fairly limited. It just doesn't serve me very well. It's not a happy
service. Just as you record yourself more, and then I'll do the rest. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, we'll make it happen. Okay. I will say and continue to plug this, because this is our last one of the 8. This is our last 300 things episode.
Yes.
And, you know, I will continue to plug the fact that no matter if you're listening to this in January or February, you should really, really, really do this and work on this with people that you know and love, because how impactful would it be if you could gift give or show love or show kindness to someone based upon something that they want to accomplish in their lifetime?
Right.
You know, like, that is such a gift.
Yeah.
And no matter when you get the opportunity to listen to these, I really hope it inspires you to think about not only for yourself and making sure that you have a roadmap of things that you want to make sure gets done, but then to share it with people so that they know how to love and support you throughout your life.
I literally told this, told my banker, my financial guy, about this today. We were stuck in a technology hell. He couldn't get anything to work this morning. So we got to spend over an hour together, and we shouldn't have been that long together at all.
Right.
And I said something about he's trying to chit chat. What do you got going on today? I'm like, I got to record a podcast episode. And he's like, oh, you have a podcast? I'm like, yeah, it's about women. I'll send you the link. You can listen to. But we got into this whole conversation about the 300 things. And I'm like, and he was fascinated the whole time I was talking about it. Mm-hmm. So ladies, have your husbands, your partners, your brothers, your dads do these events with you as well. And he's like, that's really cool. And I'm like, I promise you, you'll learn something about your spouse. 1,000% you'll learn something about, I've learned a ton about myself during this process. But if you do it with others, I've learned a ton about you. And I think it's a cool process to go through with people that you care about, to really give, like you said, really be able to move the needle in what they want to accomplish in their lifetime. So when you plan vacations, and you don't, you know, you're a person who wants to go to the same place every year, but your partner over here has a list of 50 places they would like to mm-hmm. accomplish to get to, maybe, or for their birthday or for Christmas.
Right.
You plan a trip of one of the things on their list.
That they would really enjoy.
That they would really enjoy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. And I think more than anything, this list has shown me just how not in the details I can be, which is a surprise to nobody. especially when it comes to myself and like things I want to do, I'm so high level and I fly through things so quickly that to make this list was a challenge for sure. Because I'm like, aliens, Bigfoot, okay, that's it. And I was like, well, there has to be more to me than that.
Which is aliens, Bigfoot, done.
Now I'm sourdough.
Traveling.
Here I am.
Take me on some vacations. I want to go see places. Yep. And I'm out.
No. Well, again, please, if you do this, it doesn't have to be December. If you're making your list, we would love for you to share it with us.
Yes, please do.
Social media. And that wraps up 300 things.
300 things, girl. I appreciate you doing it with me. Thank you.
It was so fun.
I loved it.
Love you. We love you also. Make sure that you're giving us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I heart. Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Give us a review, people. All of you who are listening right now and you've listened to more than 3 episodes of ours in the year of 2025, please go on and give us a review on the platform you are listening on. It absolutely is one of the things that helps us get more viewers. So yep. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks all. Love
you. Merry Christmas.